हरे कृष्णा, 5666 ये गाड़ी रास्ते पे लगाई है, किसी की गाड़ी रहेगी तो कृपया करके उसे हटा दीजिए ताकि ट्रैफिक जाम ना हो। हरे कृष्ण।
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivijikacharya Stotra Stotra Satashishi Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Iskon founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivijikacharya Stotra Stotra Satashishi Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कवज है श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासुदी गौर भक्तवृंदा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जायमुदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः Hare Krishna. Today we are taking the sloka from Canto 1, Chapter 13, text 3rd and 4th. Here only 3rd is mentioned. Okay, 4th also will take. It's together. Tam bandhu magatam drishtva धर्मपुत्रः सहानुजा धृतराष्ट्रो युयुत्तश्च सूतशारद्वता प्रता इट इज नॉट देयर बट स्टिल वी हैव टू कंटिन्यू गांधारी द्रौपदी ब्रह्मन् सुभद्रा चोत्तरात् कृपी अन्यश्च जामया पांडोर ज्ञानतया ससुता स्त्रिया फर्स्ट वन तां बंधुमागतं दृष्ट्वा धर्मपुत्रा सहानुजा धृतराष्ट्रो युयुत्सः सूतशारद्वता प्रता तं बन्धुमागतं दृष्ट्वा धर्मपुत्रा सहानुजा धृतराष्ट्रो युयुत्सश्च सूतशारद्वता प्रता धर्मबन्धुमगत्पृष्टा धर्मपुत्रा सहानुजा धृतराष्ट्रायुयुत्सश्च सूतशारद्वता प्रता तम बंधुमागतम दृष्ट्वा धर्मपुत्रसानुजा धृतराष्ट्रो युक्तश्च सूतसारत्वत्सप्रता पुत्र सहानुजा माता जी हरे कृष्ण ताम हिम बंधुम रिलेटिव आगतम हैविंग अराइव्ड देयर दृष्ट्वा बाय सीइंग इट धर्मपुत्रः युधिष्ठिरः सह अनुजा अलोंग विद हिज यंगर ब्रदर्स धृतराष्ट्रः धृतराष्ट्र युसु सत्याकी च एंड सूतः संजय सारद्वता कृपाचार्य प्रतः कुंती गांधारी गांधारी द्रौपदी द्रौपदी ब्राह्मण ओ ब्राह्मणास सुभद्रा सुभद्रा छा एंड उत्तरा उत्तरा कृपि कृपि अन्यः अदर्स च एंड जामयः वाइफ्स ऑफ अदर फैमिली मेंबर्स पांडवा ऑफ द पांडवास ज्ञात्यया फैमिली मेंबर्स सासुता अलोंग विद देयर सन्स स्त्रिया द लेडीज Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When they saw Vidura return to the palace, all the inhabitants of Maharaj Yudhishthir, his younger brothers, Dhritarashtra, Satyaki, Sanjaya, Kripacharya, Kunti, Gandhari, Draupadi, Subhadra, Uttara, Kripi, many other wives of Kauravas and other ladies with children all hurried to him in great delight. It is so appeared that they had regained their consciousness after long period. Purport. It's a long purport. The ideal chaste lady, this is Gandhari, this explanation for Gandhari. The ideal chaste lady in the history of the world. She was the daughter of Maharaj Subala, the king of Gandhara, now Kandahar in Kabul. And in her maiden state, she worshipped Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is generally worshipped by Hindu maidens to get a good husband. Gandhari satisfied Lord Shiva and by his benediction to obtain 100 sons. She was betrothed to Dhritarashtra. Despite his being a blind forever, when Gandhari came to know that her would-be husband was a blind man, to follow her life companion, she decided to become voluntarily blind. So she wrapped up her eyes with many silk linens, and she was married to Dhritarashtra under the guidance of her elder brother Shakuni. She was the most beautiful girl of her time, and she was equally qualified by her womanly qualities, which endeavor every member of Kaurava court. But despite all her good qualities, she had the natural frailties of a woman. And she was envious of Kunti when the latter gave birth to a male child. Both the queens were pregnant, But Kunti first gave birth to a male child. Thus Gandhari became angry and gave a blow to her own abdomen. As a result, she gave a birth to a lump of flesh only. But since she was the devotee of Vyasadeva, by the instruction of Vyasadeva, the lump was divided into 100 parts, and each part gradually developed to become a male child. Thus, her ambition to become the mother of 100 sons was fulfilled, and she began to nourish all the children according to her exalted position. When the interview of the battle of Kurukshetra was going on, she was not in favor of fighting with the Pandavas. Rather, she blamed Dhritarashtra, her husband, for such a fratricidal war. She desired that the state be divided into two parts, for the sons of Pandu and her son, her own. She was very affected when all her sons died in the battle of Kurukshetra, and she wanted to curse Bhimasena and Yudhishthira. But she was checked by Vyasadeva. Her mourning over the death of Duryodhana and Dushasana before Lord Krishna was very pitiful. The Lord Krishna pacified her by transcendental message. She was equally aggrieved on the death of Karna, and she described the Lord Krishna, the lamentation of Karna's wife. She was pacified by Srila Vyasadeva when she showed her dead sons, then promoted to the heavenly kingdoms. She died along with her husband in the jungles of Himalayas near the mouth of the Ganges. She burnt in forest fire. Maharaj Yudhishthir performed the death ceremony of his uncle and aunt. Now Pritha, daughter of Maharaj Surasena, and sister of Vasudeva, Lord Krishna's father. Later she was adopted Maharaj Kunti Bhoja, and hence she is known as Kunti. She is the incarnation of success potency of the personality of Godhead. The heavenly denizens from the upper planets used to visit the palace of King Kunti Bhoja, and Kunti was engaged in their reception. She was served the great mystic sage Durvasa, and being satisfied by her faithful service, Durvasa Muni gave her a mantra by which it was possible for her to call for any demigods she pleased. As a matter of inquisitiveness, she at once called for the sun god, who desired to compliment with her, but she declined. But the sun god assured her immunity for virgin adulteration, and so she agreed to his proposal. As a result of this couplement, she became pregnant, and Karna was born by her. By the grace of the sun, she again turned into a virgin girl. But being afraid of her parents, she quitted the newly born child Karna. After that, when she actually selected her own husband, she preferred Pandu to be her husband. Maharaj Pandu later wanted to retire from family life and adopt the renounced order of life. Kunti refused to allow her husband to adopt such life, but at last Maharaj Pandu gave her permission to become a mother of sons by calling some other suitable personality. Kunti did not accept this proposal at first, but when vivid examples were set by Pandu, she agreed. Thus, by dint of the mantra awarded by Durvas Muni, she called for Dharmaraja, and thus Yudhishthira is born. She called for the demigods Vayu, air, and thus Bhima was born. She called for Indra, the king of heaven, and thus Arjuna was born. The other two sons, namely Nakula and Sahadev, were begotten by Pandu himself in the womb of Madri. Later on, Maharaj Pandu died at the early age, for which Kunti was so aggrieved that she painted. Two co-wives, namely Kunti and Madri, decided that Kunti should live for the maintenance of the five minor children. The Pandavas and Madri should accept the sati rituals by meeting voluntary death along with her husband. This agreement was endorsed by great sages like Satasinga and other present on the occasion. Later on, when the Pandavas were banished from the kingdom by the introduce of Duryodhanas, Kunti followed her sons and she equally faced all sorts of difficulties during those days. During the forest life, one demon girl, Hidimba, wanted Bhima as her husband. Bhima refused, but when the girl approached Kunti and Yudhishthir, they ordered Bhima to accept her proposal and give her a son. As a result of this combination, Ghatotkaja was born and he fought very valiantly with his father against the Kauravas. In this forest life, they lived with the Brahmana family that was in trouble because of one Bakasura demon, and Kunti ordered Bhima to kill that Bakasura to protect the Brahmana family against troubles created by the demon. She advised Yudhishthira to start for the Panchala Desh. Draupadi was gained in this Panchala Desh by Arjuna. But by order of Kunti, all five of Pandava's brothers become equally the husbands of Panchali or Draupadi. She was married with five Pandavas in the presence of Vyasadeva. Kunti Devi never forgot her first child Karna. And after Karna's death, in battle of Kurukshetra, she lamented and admitted before her other sons, and Karna was her eldest son prior to her marriage with Maharaj Pandu. Her prayers for the Lord after battle of Kurukshetra, when Lord Krishna was going back home, are excellently explained. Later, she went to the forest with Gandhari for severe penance. She used to take meals after each 30 days. She finally sat down in profound meditation and later burned to ashes in the forest fire. Long purport, you already had the full class about Gandhari. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha, Shri Rupam Sagrajata, Sagana Ragunatanvitam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Parijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Pada, Sagana Lalita, Sri Vishakanvitamsa, He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishavanu Sute Dehi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha kalpataru vyascha, kripa sindhu evacha, patitanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadara, Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण, आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ यू। सी एक्चुअली दिस चैप्टर इज धृतराष्ट्र क्विट द हाउस, क्विट्स होम, एंड हियर वी कैन सी दैट आफ्टर व्हेन Vidura left home because of some objection of Duryodhana, because Vidura is favoring Pandavas, not he is favoring Dharma, so that's the thing, he left the place. And when he had been to Tirtha Yatra, Tirtha Kshetras, all the places, but in the way, he meets Uddhava in Uddhava and Maitreya. So this holy places, he was meeting with Uddhava and Maitreya, and they give all the message what's happened in Kurukshetra war. All Kauravas, they lost 100 Kauravas, lost their life, and everything they were explaining. At that time, they were asking, Maitreya was asking, what description you want to hear from us? Because these are all wars, entire thing, we know what has happened in Hastinapur. And Vidura says, I do not want to listen anything. You only speak about Krishna Katha. This was the quality of Vidura. Nothing more. He doesn't want anything. Then he remembers one thing. My elder brother, Dhritarashtra, is a blind. But he is still there. I should go and enlighten him. I should make him. I have to liberate him. I have to make him out of this material world. So that was the purpose he comes to Hastinapur back. That time, you know, these Pandavas, Yudhishthira was very happy, all Pandavas very happy, in that this is given also. As soon as they saw Vidura has come, they regained their consciousness, they regained their life, as though they were not having life only, like that. Unconscious people get their conscious, like that. They were so happy to see Vidura. And Vidura, he was highly supported and protected these Pandavas, especially in Lakshagra. Otherwise, all these people would have been burnt up. So many things, they tried to destroy Pandavas, but Vidura in so many places. And not only that, one important thing is when Draupadi was, Dushasana brought her, and she wanted to make her naked. So that time nobody spoke anything. Only Vidura. She shouted. And he was crying. And he was protested very badly. Nobody spoke. Entire people. That was Vidura. He is in real Dharma. That's why Vidura had the qualities that he was a Vidura Niti is very famous, very, very great. Vidura Niti. So, he is Dharmajna, he is big Vidvamsa, and he is Sadachari, and he is Bhagavad Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta, and he was fearless, Nirbhita, and Satyavadi. These are the qualities of Vidura. Beautiful. That's why he became a minister. Actually, he His father was a king, but his mother was maid servant. That's why they were considering him as a second grader, you know. Otherwise he could have even become a king. Second grade. And very, very intelligent. That's why he is called Dasi Putra. Maid servant, they call it Dasi Putra. So he remained in that way. But he was very kind to Dhritarashtra. In that kindness, he said, even though I am here doing my Tirtha Yatra, but I should go and uplift my brother. This is my real duty. So, actually, when Uddhava met Vidura, Krishna sent a message that because he understood that this was the person who was protested for that Draupadi's problem. Only one person. So, and so many other things. He was a Krishna Bhakta, he was knowing. Always he was carrying Krishna with him all the places. These devotees are, they are carrying, they are Bhagavatas, they are carrying Krishna with them. So Krishna told, before his ending the pastime, he told to Uddhava, Uddhava, when you will go there, you will meet Vidura and Maitreya. You tell to Vidura that I have remembered him. So Uddhava, when he meets Vidura, he opens that Krishna remembered him before he was completing his pastime. So that time he was in faint and he was in tears. See how Lord is remembering the devotees. That we can understand with this Vidura. And moreover, what happened is, then when he comes over here, to Vidura comes to the place, and Yudhishthira was very happy. My uncle has come. He was our protector. He should remain here. They treated him very wonderfully. And main subject he has asked, because he was waiting for the news from Dwarka. How is Krishna, Dwarkavasis? How are the Yadukul people? I wanted to know. He was saying, uncle, you must have been gone to that side. Whatever the news of Dwarka, I wanted to know. The main secret is that Vidur was knowing these Pandavas, Krishna is their life and soul. He was not ready to declare, open up that secret. And right time, what job I have come, I have to finish that. He did not speak anything on that. So suppose some main work has to be done, that time we are not supposed to talk something else and put the people in grief. This is what we have to learn from that. Vidura Neti. Because such thing they will come to know later. But these Pandavas, especially Yudhishthir, as soon as he learned that Krishna left the planets, immediately they will leave. That was happened actually. So that is the life and soul that Vidura was knowing. And in fact, the pure devotees always remembering Krishna, that's why Yudhishthira was saying, wherever you go, that becomes pilgrimage. You are carrying Krishna with you. And really speaking, the ordinary people, if they go to the pilgrimage place, they make it contaminated because they have a material desires and all. Whereas devotees, person who is carrying Krishna, they will make everything Tirtha, Krishna conscious, making it purified. And saintly person makes holy place clean. Here it is, Prabhupada says. They makes it very clean. Bhagavata means what, you know, one who has relation with Bhagwan is Bhagavata. One who is having relation with Bhagwan is Bhagavata. There are two kinds of Bhagavatas. One is person Bhagavata. Other versions, Grantha Bhagavata. So, Srimad Bhagavata reading should be performed by the person Bhagavata. Then what happens? It purifies even an ordinary person. It is having such a power. Even an ordinary person. It purifies an ordinary person, and materialistic person adjusting सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन आफ्टर रीडिंग एंड हियरिंग भागवतम दे विल कम टू द रियल ट्रूथ दैट दे विल हैव एन अटैचमेंट विद द स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ दैट्स व्हाई भागवतम इज मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट एंड कृष्णा कॉन्शियस पीपल शुड लर्न बाय दिस कृष्णा फिलॉसफी देयर लाइफ विल बिकम परफेक्ट दैट इज वॉट Prabhupada says. And one more thing Prabhupada used to say in India especially. See, people are not bothered about next body. If you wanted to be perfect in your next body, purify your next body, you have to associate with the devotees. You have to associate with the devotees and you have to, in this life, you have to create a Brahminical culture. That is Vaishnava culture. Some or the other, you have to come to that level. And if you keep yourself association with abominable people, abominable character, that is called tamogun, then you will go down. And even in the next birth also, abominable. So Prabhupada is really warning. Our only request is don't associate with the mode of ignorance. People who are having mode of ignorance. Don't associate. Associate with the devotees. Otherwise, it will be a costly affair in future. always make the use, associate with the mode of goodness. Prabhupada is advising the Western devotees also. Especially the foolish persons, they don't understand this. They don't take it seriously. And it is taking a mode of passionate, mode of ignorance, that is infectious. So you have to remove this disease, infectious disease. Giving a medicine, associating with the devotees, the infectious disease will be out. That's why you have to hear this. Shravanam, you have to do. And foolish person don't understand this seriously. And one more thing, Prabhupada says, whatever the gradation you may be having, now your aim should be, your goal should be, you have to become a first-class pure devotee. It should be your goal. And in this life only. That's why you have to struggle for all the way. You have to try for all the way. Keep yourself pure. That is the spiritual strength. That's the spiritual strength. What is that? By chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is sitting within your heart, Suradam Sarva Bhutanam. And you just see that you are putting him in very respectful position, Prabhupada says. You see in your heart, you see you put him in that diamond throne. He is not ordinary. And carry him wherever you go, Krishna. With Krishna you are going. You keep in your mind that he is in the diamond throne. I have to nicely worship him. He is there always 24 hours. Carry Krishna in your heart. Think that Krishna, wherever you go, that place becomes Vrindavan, Krishna's place, Tirthayat. It's the purpose. Especially you have to think. Not ordinary way. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was always thinking about Krishna and should become, he says, you have to become Krishna conscious. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, you know, he, all the time he was waiting for the news of Dwarka, but he was not getting Utkanta, he was all not like, no messages that time, you know. No telephone, nothing. No. So he was waiting. Here, in one place, Prabhupada says, in India, what happens? And father and mother always try to settle the boy, giving him education, good. And good home, good business or work. So the parents try to help him to become a grahamedi. This is Prabhupada saying. Because they don't have any habit of renunciation. वैराग्य का कोई उनको नॉलेज ही नहीं दिखा रहे. यू शुड बिकम टॉप ऑल द टाइम, टॉप इन द स्कूल, टॉप इन योर बिजनेस, टॉप इन एवरीवेयर, टॉपर. रिनाउंसिएशन का बात ही नहीं है, नथिंग, नोबडी, नो रिनाउंसिएशन. प्रभुपाद से दिस इज द ग्रेटेस्ट डिफेक्ट, बिकॉज नाउ दे आर मेकिंग हिम सच ए ग्रेट पर्सन एंड नेक्स्ट लाइफ दे हैव टू सी दैट कैट्स एंड डॉग्स दे हैव टू बिकम वेरी 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 स्ट्रिक्ट. बिकॉज अनलेस यू एसोसिएट विद द डिवोटीज यू कैनॉट दिस गेट दिस प्यूरिफिकेशन. यू विल हैव अटैचमेंट ऑफ मटेरियल अटैचमेंट. एज सून एज यू associate with the devotees, you will get the what is the real perfection of life, that you will get that how can I serve Krishna. That is the topmost, that is the topmost goal. Otherwise, yeah, my son is educated, he did PhD, I sent him to States with family and everything, you know, very nicely they think, as though they sent him to go back to Godhead. Our job is over, that's all. They don't know, Prabhupada said, they don't know the secret. How foolish it is. Not only that one Dhritarashtra blind man, here every house there is a blind people. So, that should be this. Vidura should go to all the places now. That is the thing. As a Krishna conscious people, we are going as Vidura. And with Bhagavad Gita and chanting the holy name, we are working the job of Vidura. Prabhupada says that. So, this is what actually we have to understand this. Otherwise, no, you can't come out. It's very difficult because there is division is there. After 25 years, brahmacharya, 50 years, grahastha. After 50, you have to be vanaprastha. People forget because very, very attachment thing, no? Like dhritarashtra. So to remove that dhritarashtra's that particular attachment, Vidura has to become very, very serious. You know that Bhagavad-gita is given. You, my dear brother, you are living foolishly here, and you wanted to kill these Pandavas, and now you are Bhima is throwing that roti you are having like a dog you are eating Bhima's roti. You wanted to live here more and more. You are that you are thinking yourself as a king only. That is not you are not removed it. It is foolishness. It is a very shameful life for you. See how Vidura is saying, because unless he used that particular truthful thing, definitely Dhritarashtra won't change. He was knowing that. Huh? And finally, he says, what to do? What shall I do then? Stand, come with me. Forget all those things. No, I want you to give information. I should inform to Yudhishthira. Those people, no information. Come out. Just now. That way, Vidura takes Dhritarashtra. Because he is pure person. He is carrying that purity. So he can remove that infectious materialism from him. So they come out and Gandhari and that's what it is given. And Dhritarashtra, they go to Gomukh, from there Himalayas. After then, they with their own method, they burn themselves. That was the thing with the great tapasya. The same thing is done by Queen Kunti also. So this is the thing, what the great job Vidura has done it. So many things, because how to lift up. This Prabhupada always said, it is not that you are having lots of wealth, quite okay. But once you understand this Krishna consciousness, it is not that we don't say that, Prabhupada says, we don't say that you should be poverty stricken. But the thing is that you should use it bare minimum, and these all things belongs to Krishna. This should be there. This conscious should be there. You may be having lots of wealth, lots of bank balance, lots of, you know, so many things, land, this, that. These are all things to be used for Krishna's service, and you should not have any attachment to that. That is, you should have take it bare minimum. That is called vairagya. That is called real vairagya. That itself is vairagya. Itself is richness in present. That's why parents have to teach that, the richness. And Prabhupada even says this. Especially I wanted to touch this too, Gandhari and Kunti Mataji, that this both are, they are Pativratas. That Pativrata Dharma which is there, na, it is given, it is having such a power, that power totally nourishes and protects the family. That is the purity in Pativrata Dharma. Very important. And Prabhupada gives Satyavana Savitri's story also in his class. Just Satyavana, Savitri wanted to marry with Satyavana. But Savitri was knowing he is going to die on the same day of wedding. So she was so great devotee. So when Yamadharma Raya has come, Savitri could see, he has come. Her purity is so much. So he took that soul and he was leaving with this Yama's, that buffalo, you know, he was going. So Savitri was following that. Right? How can she can follow me? But he could understand, she had that potency of following, understand that purity. So after going sometimes, you know, you can't get him back. She is not asking, give him back, nothing. She is just following. So he said, your purity is so much, I wanted to give you some benediction. So she says, please give me some benediction. Yes, ask the benediction. I wanted a son, Savitri says. How you? Tatastu is it. Then how can I can't get the son. So then she gets back that soul. So Satyavana comes into life. So this is the power of chastised woman. Chastity. So wonderful. So many. Ahalya, Mandodari, Sita, Draupadi. These are all, you know, it is said if the people take that Sapta Kshetra, Ayodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kashi, Kanchi, Avantika, Dwaravati, and this Pativrata's name, and they get purified. The name itself purifies. Huh? So, this is such a power. That is a culture. That we can understand only the Vedic way. And here, I wanted to say that, of course, this Yadukul people, this is Krishna, when he wanted to finish his pastime in Dwarka, there were two reasons were there. That Yadukul people, they wanted to live, but Krishna never wanted it to be remained here. Second thing is that they have come to help Krishna. All demigods have come to help Krishna. So they must vacate this place. So what to do? Who will kill them? Lord Krishna knows the plan. He made such a way, they have to fight among themselves. They have to kill. Nobody will come and kill them. This was the real planning of Lord. And fight among themselves and kill. So Vidura did not disclose this to Pandavas because it was a dangerous point. And only the thing, you have to hear more and more Krishna Katha, Bhagavatam, so you will get purified. All this, even Kunti was, she was with Brahmanas, she was serving them very nicely. And Gandhari was serving very nicely to all Kuru family, everything. She never wanted that Pandava should go to the forest. She had such a good qualities. These are the qualities very wonderfully. And now exactly what Prabhupada has said, especially for this, Dhritarashtra to, you know, quitting home. Prabhupada has given, from his words only I want to speak. Say, it is 5,000 years ago, there was one Dhritarashtra. Please listen to this Prabhupada said. 5,000 years ago, there was one Dhritarashtra, but at the present moment, there are Dhritarashtra in every home. Nobody wants to leave this. Please, you know. This is very practical. Prabhupada gave that. You know, even politicians especially do not retire from the political activities unless they are dragged by the cruel hand of death. or killed by some opposing element. This is Prabhupada's words. You know, maybe 80, 90 still they wanted to be a ministry, this, that, you know. Yeah. And then to stick to a family life to be end of one's human life is a grossest type of degradation. Akhir tak main bachche lokon ka saath hi reh jaunga. Grossest way of degradation. And there is an absolute need for Viduras to educate the Dhritarashtra even in the present moment. So Krishna conscious of people are preaching as a Vidura and awakening Dhritarashtra. One more very important thing Prabhupada has said here. I wanted to highlight that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great preacher of the principle of Srimad Bhagavatam, has stressed that importance of association with sadhus. Please, take it seriously. Pure devotees of the Lord, sadhus, very important it is. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having all very good facility, good name, and good mother, good wife, everything, he should have, you know, remained in that. No, within age of 24, he quitted the family as a sannyasi. He's an exemplary. So sadhus, pure devotees of the Lord, he said that even by a moment's association, lavamatra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi yoga. Yes, he said that even by a moment of association by pure devotees, one can achieve all perfection. This one word is very important. Prabhupada said, we are not ashamed to admit that this fact was experienced in our practical life. Prabhupada says for himself, I'm not ashamed. This sadhu sangha, it made all the difference. Where we not favored by His divine grace, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, by our first meeting for a few minutes only, that was the Ultadanga Road, it would have been impossible to us to accept this mighty task of describing Srimad Bhagavatam. It was very difficult in English translation. Because of this sadhu, the things took place. Prabhupada gives all the credit to this Guru Maharaj. And he says, we are not ashamed to say that. Very wonderful, Prabhupada is saying, very wonderful thing. We are not ashamed to say that. Even some place Prabhupada was saying, even Sanskrit thing, we were not that perfect. Like, many minutes and all mantras. Definitely there are some mistakes also. I know, I agree. But only the thing, we were glorifying Krishna. That's why everything is nullified. Krishna glorification makes everything perfect. That's all our qualification. So here he says that Srimad Bhagavatam in English. See, I wanted to read that words the same way. Where we not favored by His divine grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, by our first meeting, for the few minutes only, it would have been impossible to us to accept the mighty task of describing Srimad Bhagavatam in English. How much trouble he took it, no? For one shloka to prepare, you know, there's a chaos for us, especially for me. Here, there, so many hours, life he has given to make the Bhagavatam translation. And one more thing, without seeing him at the opportune moment, if you wouldn't have seen him, Prabhupada said, opportune moment, we could have become a very great business magnate. Prabhupada said, otherwise I would have become a very great business magnate and gone to that. And finally, but never would we have able to walk the path of liberation and be engaged in the factual of service of the Lord under instruction of divine grace. And there is another practical example by the action of Vidura's association with Dhritarashtra. So says, he has come as Vidura, and Prabhupada says, I was Dhritarashtra. He put him out and he liberated me. He enlightened me. This is what every house we have to go and give this Krishna consciousness. then all these Dhritarashtras can come out. Otherwise, impossible. Prabhupada, that's why he has taken so much pain giving this Krishna consciousness. What is the real culture? What really needed? And what is the real perfection? Perfection means you are out of birth, death, old age and disease. You'll go back home, back to Godhead. Janma karma chame divyam eme eveti tattvata tektvadiyayam panar janma naiti mamichula. After leaving this body, you are not to come back. Go back home. To back Godhead. This is Krishna's word. 4.9 sloka. Krishna speaks the truth. He is an absolute truth. Even that's why Prabhupada always emphasizes sarvadharmam parityajya mam ekam sharanam bhaja. Only Krishna. Nobody else. Mam ekam sharanam bhaja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha swami mas. I'll remove all your sinful activities. I'll protect you. I'll take back home, back to God. This was Prabhupada's always emphasizing. That's why it's only serious people will come. Whatsoever it may be. Otherwise, it is very difficult to get Krishna consciousness. Like Vidura should enter to every house and Dhritarashtra can go out. Because it's Shravanam. Everything is on Shravanam. Hearing. That's why Bhagavatam, every day. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Every day you have to hear Bhagavatam. Yes, then we will be liberated. And we understand what is the culture. What way we have to remain. What are the defects. Remove the defects. Then Bhavasagara, birth, death, old age and disease. That is only in, because it is infatuation. Material thing is infatuation. This infection you have to remove. To remove the infection, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us very seriously. What is that? Aushadi? Mantra Aushadi? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hari, all the time. And that mantra, that is the accumulation in our life. That is the treasure, Maha Mantra. How many years you lived, how much accumulation you did. This big notes and bank accounts, those things will never come. Your bank account is Maha Mantra. And when you have surplus, then automatically when you will go, the Vaikuntha's door will be open. You have not to ask any favor from anyone. This is the clear thing. Chant more, have surplus amount of Mahamantra, and it is given, is the truth. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and Krishna says, those substance, you have so much that excess is there with you, Mahamantra. So immediately it opens, it overflows. It's the highest. You should have that. Then other wealth will never give you anything. Other wealth we consider, then you will become Dhritarashtra. This way, that way. Let me be happy. Now I have become old. Very difficult to take out. Only person like Vidura can remove it. Vidura said, you are shameless. You are like a dog. You have tried to kill the Pandavas. Today you are eating that whatever the Bhima thrown that roti, you are eating that? Shameless person? Kshatriya. Somebody has to be there to awaken us. That's why Prabhupada says, somebody should be there to awaken us. This is a palatable thing. Right? Nice, good house, good five-star restaurant type home. Everything is nice. So you have to get out from that. That truth should be known. That who can do it? One who is very seriously take Krishna consciousness. And Krishna's mercy only we can do it. So, Maha Mantra, you have to do excess all the time, even in the breathing. Swasochyasa. Purandaradas says, Usuru usuru ke kusumanabhanesa. Sarek swasochyasa na ana chahiye. Then you are perfectly, your parameter is all right. And bhool gaya, then again you have to take birth. I don't know who will give us Krishna consciousness. So, this is the thing. Every house, we have to create Vidura and remove that to Dhritarashtra. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. इट्स टाइम अप. आई मेक आस्क एनी वन क्वेश्चन आई कैन टेक रिपीटर. एनीबडी हैज गॉट एनी क्वेश्चन? That purport was so big that itself was a class. Yes.
Thank you so much, Dayalchandra Prabhu. As we become older, you know, in terms of our body, we find that, you know, practicing Krishna consciousness also becomes challenging. You know, chanting becomes difficult, reading becomes difficult. When we sit before the Bhagavatam, we fall asleep. Hearing becomes difficult. So, but in your case, we are seeing that, you know, so much enthusiasm, not just to practice Krishna consciousness in your own life, but also to give it. So please share what is the secret so that we can also learn and somehow or the other in our old age become like you, fully Krishna conscious.
Secret is I am looking at you. You have Krishna Naam. So take Krishna Naam and you will definitely come. That is the secret. Catch hold of his dhoti, everybody will go back to God. He got Krishna Naam. That's the already thing. That's all. And one more thing, as per the thing, are you having a desire to get out of this material world? Then try that. Suppose when we are in some classes, some colleges, really you want to pass the class, pass the exam? So you'll struggle. Whereas Prabhupada says, if you miss one track, now you have to come back again. So try that. Four regulative principles. Association of devotees. A, B, C, D, very important. Association, B, books, C, chanting the holy name, D, diet, and chant the holy name and live the perfect life. And you'll be fearless like Vidura. You'll be fearless like Yudhishthira. You'll be fearless like our Parikshit Maharaj after hearing Bhagavatam. He was fearless. He left the soul before that takshak comes. He was fearless. Krishna Katha. Prahlad. This is what we are gaining it by hearing that. Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.